From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Much of New York City is still snowbound, and while Mayor Michael Bloomberg isn't happy about it, he says they are making progress.
There are still about 50 stuck MTA buses remaining, but that's down from 600 early yesterday.
The mayor says he's extremely dissatisfied with the city's emergency response system that was overwhelmed by 911 calls and stuck ambulances during the big snowstorm. New York Sanitation Commissioner says every last street will be plowed by tomorrow morning. There will be some changes in Congress when the GOP officially takes over the House next month. NPR's Brian Naylor reports one of the first things they plan next week is a public reading of the U.S. Constitution on the House floor.
Republicans have pledged that any new legislation they offer will point to the section of the Constitution that authorizes the bill, something many members of the Tea Party say is necessary to prevent Congress from enacting unconstitutional laws. Now Republican leaders pledge to start the process by having lawmakers publicly read the entire Constitution in the House chamber, all 4,500-plus words and 27 amendments. It's a feat that's apparently never been done in the 221-year history of the House. Experts say it could be read in half an hour or so, but don't be surprised if lawmakers take a little more time. The public reading is scheduled on the second full day of the new Congress, January 6th, and Republicans say Democrats are welcome to take part. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
If it seems like there were more car and truck recalls than usual this year, there were. About 20 million vehicles were recalled. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the Associated Press says the last time there were this many recalls was 2004.
Toyota's recalls account for a lot of the uptick. The Japanese automaker recalled 7 million vehicles for several problems, most notably gas pedals that can get stuck under floor mats. The company also paid record fines for delaying recalls. Other automakers may have taken a better safe than sorry approach as a result. General Motors recalled about 4 million vehicles, and both Honda and Nissan recalled 2 million. Ford Motor Company added to an existing recall of Windstar minivans because the axles can break. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issued several pleas to Windstar owners about that recall because so few people have brought the vans in to be checked. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
A guilty plea today from the former Boston subway driver who was accused of texting his girlfriend before his trolley hit the back of another one, injuring more than 60 people. Aidan Quinn appeared in Suffolk Superior Court to plead guilty to a gross negligence charge. He was sentenced to 2 years probation and 100 hours community service. Stocks gained ground today. The Dow up 9 points, NASDAQ rose 4, and the S&P was up 1. This is NPR. Florida citrus growers are reeling from the second hard freeze in a month. But Rick Roth, owner of Roth Farms in Belglade, is more worried about the drought.
We are in a very significant dry period. We've had less than an inch of rain in now almost 3 months.
Despite one estimate that the freeze cost Florida farmers $115 million, Roth says that's only a small fraction of the total crop value. Sub-freezing temperatures followed by a sudden thaw caused burst water pipes affecting about 40,000 people in Northern Ireland. In London, Larry Miller reports some people haven't had water for 8 days.
People are showering at local swimming pools, flushing toilets with bottled water, and waiting in the street for water deliveries. Liam Mulholland, Customer Services Director for Northern Ireland Water, concedes there's more to the burst pipes than just the weather.
I think neglect is the wrong word. There has been a period of underinvestment in Northern Ireland that now that this incident has happened, that lack of infrastructural investment is showing issues.
While the water company insists it's doing everything it can to fix the problems, the disruption could continue for several days. It asks those who do have water not to take baths. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Continued political turmoil in the West African nation of Ivory Coast is prompting the State Department to plan for the evacuation of U.S. embassy personnel. There are concerns that violence following last month's disputed presidential election could escalate into a full-blown conflict. A small team of Pentagon officials is in Abidjan looking at contingencies, including evacuating personnel. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.